Kassala State Acting Governor Fathur Rahman Al-Amin announced last week he was closing indefinitely the border between Sudan and Ethiopia due to the tension caused by the security situation in Ethiopia's Tigray region, which is just a few kilometers from Kassala. Speaking to reporters in Kassala town last Thursday, shortly after chairing a security meeting, Al-Amin said state officials formed a local committee to monitor the Wedelhelewa crossing point on the Sudan-Ethiopia border and assist in receiving civilians who might be fleeing violence in Ethiopia. He warns the state government will not allow any group to enter Sudan that might try to use Kassala's territory as a battlefield.
We will not allow anyone carrying a gun to enter Kassala, but those who are unarmed, we have a local committee that will immediately assist them at Wedelhelewa border crossing.
Last week, Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed ordered a military offensive in the Tigray region after the Tigray People's Liberation Front, or TPLF, attacked the army base. Tensions between the government and TPLF, which used to be part of the governing coalition before falling out with the Prime Minister Ahmed, have escalated in the past few months. On Thursday, Ethiopia's Deputy Army Chief of Staff said the country is in what he called an expected war. The statement was issued shortly after Ethiopia's lower house of parliament unanimously approved a six-month state of emergency in the region, which is controlled by the opposition Tigray People's Liberation Front. Following last week's development in Ethiopia, Kassala State Acting Governor Al-Amin instructed Sudan security organizations, including the Sudan Armed Forces, to be vigilant along the Sudan-Ethiopia border.
We don't want to see any kind of unlawful gathering. We don't allow anyone carrying a gun coming into Kassala, any group or individuals who have caused insecurity in their country. All this will be fixed by our security. Our border is officially shut down as from today until a further date.
Eyewitnesses in Kassala say there is a heavy deployment of Sudan armed forces in the town. They also said the paramilitary group Rapid Support Forces could be seen heading towards the Ethiopian border. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.